Habit 3. Put first things first. Principles of personal management. Goethe once said, "Things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least." Will you take just a moment and write down a short answer to the following two questions? Your answers will be important to you as you begin work on Habit 3. Question 1. What one thing could you do that you aren't doing now that if you did on a regular basis would make a tremendous positive difference in your personal life? Question 2. What one thing in your business or professional life would bring similar results? We'll come back to these answers later, but first, let's put Habit 3 in perspective. Habit 3 is the personal fruit, the practical fulfillment of Habits 1 and 2. You see, Habit 1 says, you're the creator, you're in charge. It's based on the 4 unique human endowments of imagination, conscience, independent will, and particularly self-awareness. It empowers you to say, that's an unhealthy program I've been given from my childhood or from my social mirror. I don't like that ineffective script. I can change. Habit 2 is the first or the mental creation. It's based on imagination, the ability to envision, to see the potential, to create with our minds what we cannot at present see with our eyes. It is also based upon conscience, the ability to detect our own uniqueness, and the personal, moral, and ethical guidelines within which we can most happily fulfill it. It's the deep contact with our basic paradigms and values, and the vision of what we can become. Habit 3, then, is the second creation, the physical creation. It's the fulfillment, the actualization, the natural emergence of Habits 1 and 2. It's the exercise of independent will toward becoming principle-centered. It's the day-in, day-out, moment-by-moment doing it. Habits 1 and 2 are absolutely essential and prerequisite to Habit 3. You can't become principle-centered without first being aware of and developing your own proactive nature. You can't become principle-centered without first being aware of your paradigms and understanding how to shift them and align them with principles. You can't become principle-centered without a vision of and a focus on the unique contribution that is yours to make. But without foundation, you can become principle-centered, day in and day out, moment by moment, by living Habit 3, by practicing effective self-management. Management, remember, is clearly different from leadership. Leadership is primarily a high-powered, right-brain activity. It's more of an art. It's based on a philosophy. You have to ask the ultimate questions of life when you're dealing with personal leadership issues. But once you have dealt with those issues, once you have resolved them, you then have to manage yourself effectively to create a life congruent with your answers. The ability to manage well doesn't make much difference if you're not even in the right jungle. But if you are in the right jungle, it makes all of the difference. In fact, the ability to manage well determines the quality and even the existence of the second creation. Management is the breaking down, the analysis, the sequencing, the specific application, the time-bound left-brain aspect of effective self-government. My own maxim of personal effectiveness is this: manage from the left, lead from the right.